Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined for my weekly chamber chat by Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. And today we are also privileged to be joined by Tom Maxwell, the owner of Hotel Patty and Frio Ice Cream Shop. Tom and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Our pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having us.
So Tom, we will start with you. First of all, how are things going with the hotel? You're several months in now.
We just hit our 6-month period, actually. We've been doing a lot of review. There's a lot of really good things we want to continue to keep improving. But August was actually our best month ever in total revenue. So we're very pleased with where we're at this point.
Absolutely. Now, what do you attribute that to? Like, is it just because people are more interested in it? Or is it because of anything that you're doing in particular or Aaron? Or what do you chalk that up to?
We'd like to take credit, but I think it's still just the fact of the Hotel Patty being what it is. Everybody's very familiar with it. I think that we need to continue to expand our offerings, expand some of our programs. We've got a lot of things in the works of what we want to unveil for 2019. But, you know, obviously we're just building on what the previous owners had done. It's a little too quick to see too many of our changes being implemented to the point where it's driving new opportunities yet. It just doesn't work in those quickest cycles. But everything so far is going well. Pleased.
Great. Now, one thing at the hotel that is frequently changing is the menu at the restaurant. So where is that kind of at right now?
So we did make a pretty bold change early in our ownership. We realized we needed to retweak some things, and we're open to doing that. I mean, obviously, if it's not meeting the locals' desires, we're trying to make those changes on the go. But we did modify it recently. We've also lowered the price point some, so I think that that's going to be appealing for the community. But our hotel guests absolutely love the menu. We're just trying to cater more to our local friends as well, saying, hey, how do we make the menu where you're more comfortable coming in on a weekly basis or a couple times per month where you enjoy it as much as our hotel guests do?
All right. Well, now speaking of things that the locals are enjoying, Frio Ice Cream Shop opened not too long ago, and from what I can tell, it's been a big hit. Is that accurate?
It has been, and the response from the community has been tremendous. I think in the first 5 days, we had served 3,000 orders, so pretty excited. We don't expect that trend to continue, but what we're very excited about is it seems to be meeting the needs of every possible group in the community, young people, older people. We love the fact that our Hispanic Latino population is supporting Frio to the level that they are. We're just excited about it. It seems to be a great place that everybody is enjoying. The response has been great. They love the product. Our staff's working their tails off to serve, and it's going very, very well.
All right. Now, one of the things that when I talked to Aaron last, he was kind of concerned about was the staff. They're all fairly green as far as doing that type of work. How do you feel like the staff has come along?
So far, so good. I mean, I think Aaron's doing a good job, and then Dakota is managing and working with the staff a lot on a daily basis. We're very pleased with their effort, their abilities. They're learning quickly, but I mean, obviously they're young, and some of them, it's their very first job, but I think between Aaron and Dakota's leadership, they're doing really well. Very pleased. You saw a bunch of them at the parade. They love what they're doing. It's fun for them. Obviously, a lot of their friends and family routinely come in just to see them and see how they're doing, which is obviously a good thing, too.
Yeah, it seems like it's hard to hate working in ice cream.
I mean, everybody likes ice cream, don't they?
Of course. Now, speaking of Frio, we haven't yet had an official grand opening for it yet, but that is coming, correct?
It is. So worked with Lindsay in the chamber. It looks like we're going to do that on October 1st. So we're going to have a grand opening all day. We're going to have specials running all day. So hopefully everybody that, if you haven't been there yet, come by on that day. If you've been there, come support us and come see us on October 1st.
All right, October 1st, that's a Monday. What time of day for that?
Well, I think we're going to do a ribbon cutting ceremony around 11 o'clock that morning because we open at 11. We'll run the specials till close at 10 o'clock that day.
All right. Well, Tom Maxwell, owner of Hotel Patty and Frio, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, just thank you for all the support that we get locally. And if there's anything we can do, please don't hesitate to mention it to Aaron or myself.
All right. Well, now we will bring in Lindsay Pasuti, the Perry Chamber Executive Director. First of all, we wanted to talk about some recent events, starting with the homecoming parade. How do you feel like that went?
I think it went very well, Joe. It was my first experience, obviously, so it was hard to know what to expect and what it looked like, but I think everyone came together. Some folks that kind of had the idea, got the picture, they knew what they were doing, so everyone just stepped up and came together. So it was really exciting to see the different areas within the school, different businesses coming out to support the schools, really great, just community pride in general. So we got them all lined up, we sent them on their way, they paraded through town, and then there was kind of a fun end in the downtown with the grill out sponsored by the Raccoon Valley Bank, Hy-Vee and Tyson. So it was just really great to see that community pride come together. Everyone stepped up and came out to support the school, celebrate homecoming, and kind of keep this tradition going.
Yeah, it seemed like everyone had a good time. So is this something that is definitely going to continue into future years, or do you even know that yet?
I can't say what it's going to look like in the future, but I think that just with the community support and wanting to build those relationships and show a pride, I think that there will always be some kind of desire to continue that. So we'll see where it goes, working with the school to continue that. I think everyone wants to see that, so we'll just see where it goes.
All right. Now, another thing to recap actually happened this morning. That was the monthly chamber coffee at Kara's Funeral Home. How do you feel like that went?
It's always a great turnout. We always have great conversations, so it's fun to see networking happening. And then we get to hear from area businesses and community members what's going on with their day-to-day. So at Kara's Family Funeral Home, they just recently, within the last few months, expanded some of their services. So it's kind of great to hear from them and see that anytime a business is expanding in any way, it's really positive for the community. So great to hear from them as our host. That's a place for us to come together, stay in tune with what's going on. So you can't really do that as well if you're not bumping into people and seeing them all the time. So that's really what it's all about, is just kind of networking and supporting each other, knowing what's going on.
For sure. Now, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about is something that the public might not even be aware of, but as an ambassador, I am definitely aware of it. That is the maps, the town maps, helped along the way by Betsy Peterson. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, so we've been talking about this for a little bit. It's been kind of an ongoing project for a little while now. Saw a great opportunity for a visitor map. So whether it's at the hotel, guests are here, they want to know what's going on, or they're coming in and going from various businesses, people want to know what is their next step. Where else are they going while they're here? We really didn't have anything like that at all. And with so many great things happening in here, why don't we have that, you know? And so Betsy herself found that to be an opportunity. She created a map on her own of the downtown and kind of used that internally to kind of share with her customers. It's a beautiful artistic representation of the community. And so seeing that and how Perry has really grown into an artsy community, it just seemed like a really good pairing to see if we could bring that together, have it be a resource for our businesses to literally be on the map, as well as sharing with our guests that are coming. So we worked with Betsy along the way just to kind of keep up with her style and kind of make it fit all together. I think we're both very proud of the end result of the map. I think people will be excited to see what it looks like and how it's going to be utilized for the community. First of all, like I said, it's very new, so we'll get some response that way and hopefully it'll be utilized. So we actually have plans to send it out with utility bills so that we really get it out in the hands of the community and kind of say, use this as an extension of your own hospitality as you are inviting your own friends and family. Because that's really the number one reason why people travel, is to visit friends and family. They might come to the hotel destination getaway. There's a lot that we can be hospitable to in terms of bringing people in. So I think that's just another extension of how we can get that map out there. Of course, with the businesses and sending them out to welcome centers, but just getting people familiar with what we have and spreading that around.
All right. Well, Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention on this lovely Friday?
I think that's about it. We've got a lot of great things coming up with various ribbon cuttings, so it'll be an exciting fall, and just keep at it with the great things happening.
All right. Well, we will talk more about that later. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Tom Maxwell and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Zerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.